This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding here by Mikdash Hashem Kon Yadech, I think, about the Kinyan. So, in other words, when you have all the chalakim that are mitzarif to one, so malkarchach, it's the entirety. In other words, if everything that I have goes into something, then it must be the entire self. If a person says, I put my entire self into something, So about Karchach, it means that this thing contains everything. So when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Beis Hamikdash, which Shtei Yodav means with all of his hanhagis, midas, whatever you want to call it, and therefore it's totally. If it would be called as Kei Yarechot, Beis Hamikdash represents the element of Mishpat, the element of Chesed, the element of this. If it's Yad Echad, then you could say that it's a part. But Dova Achashu Gankin Imoi never be Aracharis, and then there'll be something else. Kemoshe Shrine Varis. Shinivis Shemaim Yadimina Rots Yad Smoily. Dichsev Af Yosdi Af Yadi Yosta Arts Yimina Tom Shemaim. Abu Besa Migdash, Shinivis Bishteya Daim, Moira Sheenoi Dova Imoi, Vu Echad. Shinivis Bishteya Daim. In other words, anything that has the property of being echad, which means totality, is bechreach. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's extension into the bria. Lefikach maybe pasik migdash Hashem kon yadecha, uraya brur gemura lemishmei b'dor elu. So the Koine Yodecha is the raya that it's a Kinyan Echad, because it includes all aspects, both Yodayim. It's a Neitzim Atoim Ezer Espar. V'ayin Hashem V'tim Tzim Mivur. V'gam Shemayim V'aretz. Shekol Echad Diva B'yar Achas. Im loyshem ischavim biyachad liyastav echad loyhoy Hashem kinyan aleihem, which is ba'al ma'ila shemayim v'aretzim doime k'mo igel v'nekudah betoicha ulefikach hem dov echad ki shneim biyachad nimshayadayim v'shvar l'mala u'mipnei shelo iksiv b'feirush kinyan etzvus hamikdash hevi raya min iksiv harzeh konsi minay. So the reason why we have another raya is just for the musik kinyan, but be'etzem Mitzad the mohus, mitzad the essence, the midrash Hashem koni yadech would have been enough. But we wanted to have a word kinyan, so we have the word kinyan. So Lamaisa, Midrash of Kani Yadecha is that contains it all. Has the Konsi Mina, it has the word Kinyan, and the two Psukim are Mashim, it's all then, and it brings the Torah first.
It's something which, do you mind, Rosenthal, could you mute yourself? It would, if you mute yourself, there's a Twitter coming from you. Could you, good, now it's good, now it's very good. Okay, I'm sorry.
So the Maral explains the Chamisha Kinyonim are not so what he says. By, you know, his point was that in order to be Kinyan Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be total. If you have five different things, these are five things in different categories. The Bechlal in different layers. They're not in one strata. So it's very interesting. He says that Avram is Av Hamoin Goyim, and he's Be'etzim the Sheirish of all the Umos. It's a big Chiddush. We're used to the fact that Adam is Noach, Goyim are called Bnei Noach. We are children of Avraham and Yaakov. It's being of Avraham Goyim is a title, sort of, that he's a Shpaz and Umasolam, but that they are Be'etzim told us of him is fascinating. I would assume the following. How do you understand the Taka? It says the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, when he's in Bikurim, when he speaks about that it's possible for that a ger can say Avoseinu and Avram, he says, because Avram is the Avoyna Avaman Goyim and he's the Avon Abriya and so on. But I think the pshat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha and Hanhaga in the world changed radically with Avram. Until Avram Avinu, it was possible on each and every person that he would become the Amanifcher. And therefore, there was particular Ashkoch and different Umas that didn't have Shaykhus Dafri Kal Yisrael. Each Uma had a potential. Maybe it would become and so on. With Avram Avinu, it became Nikva that the world focuses around Kal Yisrael. In other words, Avram is the Sheirish, Kal Yisrael is the Geza, and all Umas Olam find their Metzias as a branch of it. In other words, all the Umas, their Metzias now is only how much and what Shaykhus they have to Avraham Avinu. I think in that sense, he'd be called Avraham and Goyim. Because when we talk about being an Av, we're talking about their finding their Metzias. And the Metzias of all Umas Olam is now judged in relation to the Kal Yisrael. Atem Krim Adam, and the Umas Olam not called Adam. It became a new Seder where there's a new Tzura, and this is the Ikitzur, and everything is Mesiachis to it. Okay, now he says, he brings a steer. So he says, he answers it that it's a little subshitasa, that the question is, am I koilal Avram in Klal Yisrael because betzim that is Klal Yisrael or not? The elu dal dvarim kashetovim divrei chachma hischol b'toyro yamadregal yoyne yoyse. V'achar kashmai v'aretz, v'achar kashmai Yisrael, v'achar kashmai samigdash. Kol elu dvarim hem kiseidim oid. So v'lachem roish shehim kinyan shakadosh baruch hu. So he says over here that these four inyanim are keneged the Seder four things.
But derech klal, when the Maral talks about it, he doesn't talk about the dalar lamas. In derech klal, he talks about the oisis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yud kei vav kei. So whatever you have four that are tavin b'divrei chachma, derech klal, that's what he means. And we have to work out. Torah is the first yud, it's chachma. Shemayim v'oretz is the spashtus of that. It's a hey. Yisrael is the chibur of that, and the Mishamikdash is where it expresses of this world. That would be the mahalach. Kolayid v'ang sedim oid v'lchein roeshe kinyon shavash baruchu. Roel cholam v'ang shor maznu poikim v'ang v'ur ma'oid et sotif erisek. Upirish ashes al bekan mash hashe gilsi v'psachim teyosh v'ang v'aretz et Yisrael v'en shleish v'lovad. Chaynim tzim mikas medrashim ki gimu kyan kyan kash baruchu b'oilam. V'gam nimir shaze ish tam shena kyan rakim v'lovad v'ak shein laharat kan. So, not sure exactly which three means over here. Gam kirashi zal chosim zeb socher mesas tochem chayin laharich. V'yeshecha. I want to add another point about this. Sometimes it seems like it's a game. You know, if it's can I get five, I have a pshat. If it's can I get four, I have a pshat. If it's can I get one, I have a pshat. It's like, you know, somebody once said that he has the most fantastic gematria in the world, that Mashiach is coming this year, and it's a totally irrefutable gematria. It's like Baruch Hashem, you know, and so on. And then he said, and if not, I have an even better one for next year. It seems sometimes like it's a game. I want to explain why it could be this, that, and what the pshanet is. Sach hakol, all of this concept of spheres and any other language that's used is, what's the right word for it? It's a relationship between different points. And they're not absolutes. They are, they explain interaction, structural interaction. So imagine a person has two charts depicting how a company works. Who's on top, who's the head of the department, who's the worker, and so on. Imagine one chart is the legal chart, and one chart is the de facto chart. So the legal chart has the board as being the total control of this, and the executive committee being empowered by the board being able to do this for hulu, for hulu, the whole chain. And that's how a court would proceed if they had an issue with an organization. The lemaisa could look very different. Be'etzim, it's this guy Bechal who makes the decision, takes everything that's rubber stamp, and I can create two structures, and both of them would be right. I just have to label what each one is. And the relationship of boss and the department head and underling are relationships, depending on how I want to describe it. I can also describe something by breaking it into three parts, into 10 parts, and they're all good descriptions. It just depends on structurally what level they want to look at, and so on. And therefore, it's something that, depending on how broad the muscle, if a person takes a Google map, a Waze map, a Google map, and he puts it at where he wants to see a large area, he's going to find three quote-unquote streets in the large area, and those streets are the major highways. If he zooms in more, he'll find many, many other streets, but these are minor streets. In other words, everything that he sees is a siachsus to a certain frame of reference. And therefore, Marshall, how many ikrim are there? You could say 13, you could say 4, because 4 can include the 13. And 13 is a little more spelled out. four is more of a klal. So all these things we can, as long as we know why we're putting certain things in certain spots. And what is it? If it's the four letters of Hashem, if it's the three main hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as we understand from what perspective we're looking and at what level of magnification, we could say different descriptions then, and they'd all be right.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
Like sometimes, sure. Let's say you'll find the number three is very much corresponds with the avos, and four very much with the imos, and one is a mashpia and one is a makabel. Almost like it's two totally different types of things. That if you kind of take off from four to three, it's like it's a totally different type of world, and it becomes much more difficult. It's not just kind of expanding more, but it's like a different. Then we're saying right. That five and four, the difference between five and four is not like such a, you say this, take a difference.
If it's understood in the context that he's saying it, in other words, he doesn't give any special reason for five. He does give a special reason for four. That's connected something. It says three you could also do. So as long as what you're saying, it doesn't mean that anything goes, it has to have a seichel to it. It has to have some sort of tam to it. And therefore, as long as there's a reasonable mahalach, then it's fine. It works. An adult, a mature adult, is a collector. So this person collects stamps. This person collects coins. This person collects cards. This and that. There's a logic in each one of those collections. A little kid will collect whatever, one rock, one mirror that he found someplace, one picture that he saw, and you know, he has a collection. The collection has nothing in common, except that it has nothing in common. That's very, it's a collection of things that have nothing in common. That's the, you know, so in these things, if a person has a seichel to it, and it flushes out, it's like people speak about Baal HaTurim. The gematrias and Ramazim Baal HaTurim are very valid because he's connecting things that really are. If ayin tachas ayin is somehow gematria of kesef, then he's right because that's the halacha. He doesn't invent any halachas based on the gematrias. He takes ideas that are there and he finds them birimiza. But it's very you can't just go with gematrias and you know it's one of the harrowing things to listen to and a cringe. No, you have this mekubalim and it's Yisrael. So you know, like you bring a map of Gaza, where are the rockets coming from? Well, the rockets are p'china of this sitra, that sitra, and this is yamin, this is small, and they point exactly where the rocket is coming from. If the derech klal, it's as helpful as throwing a dot, be'erech. But the tachlis, it's just like, it's a game. So sort of this, I want to tell you, I had an experience with it. There was a fellow in Azavira, Waxman. The father just passed away. They were an American, Zionist, very from guy, Errol Haggai. And he was a teacher, a math teacher. And he lived in Azabir. He had a son, Nachshon Waxman, who I must be, I don't know, 30 years ago, they, 30 years ago, his son was caught by the Mechablim, he was caught by the terrorists, and they held him hostage for a few days. The Israeli army tried to liberate him. They whatever it was, they didn't have quite the right plans. By the time they got to him, they had killed him. That was terrible story. And I went to Nachmavel, and somebody mentioned, so all of Klaisel came to Nachmavel, but somebody mentioned something about Mekubolim or whatever it is. And this person took a stack of letters and stuff that he'd gotten from the Mekubalim Union of Eretz Yisrael. And it had pictures and maps of where the kid to be found.
in Azi, count 10 houses in this guy, this and that. He was across the street. He was across his house. They held him in Yerushalayim, in East Jerusalem. That's where they held him. And the Mekubalim were all over the place and this and that. So what I don't understand what that means. You know, it's he said, you know, the father's guy, he said, you know, I'm sure that people know, but the people who sent in this nonsense have no shaykhs. And, you know, on and on, every two-bit guy. It's good. It's very helpful to trace things backwards. When you know and understand the Inyan, like the Baal Turim, you know what the Halach is, and you find the remez in Torah Shabbat, it's beautiful. It really is very good. But to go and somebody could say to himself, he understands this and says that, and see the other thing. Yeah. I think there's a drashas Haran that in Bishpashat B'Shalach that should be framed and put on the walls about your drasha. The drashas Haran says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis are way too deep for us to be able to guess them. He said, Klal Yisrael, when they're leaving Mitzrayim and on to Kriyas Yamsuf, they were in the middle of Gula, they're still in the Chapit. I mean, all of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu to travel backwards and go to the Avodah Zarah and this and that. He said, V'ulay Moshe also didn't know. That's what Ran says. Kol Shekein, Ran says, that we should be sichlim and we won't understand what's happening. And even when the throws of Gula, we won't know about it. Like the Rambam says, till after it happens, we'll realize the Mafreya, what Kadosh Baruch Hu doing. But to say that I can sit and you know, me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can second guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something there about it it's borderline kfira. In other words, so a person has a certain hagasha. The times are tough. It's a call for me to change that. That's appropriate. It's halacha. But that people sit down and they say, this is going to this, this is going to this. Duran says, Nebuchadnezzar says it over there. And the Rambam point of Vuchim. I guess that's why they're not modern Mepharshim. The Ebenezer says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah is beyond us. Lehoraya, that he told them to go backwards, to go roundabout. So somebody else was looking and saying to himself, it doesn't make sense. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go to Canaan, why is he sending us to there? If he says he wants to go to Dubai, Bichlal, he doesn't want us to go to Canaan. Because why is he shipping us through Dubai? You know, so a person should sit and say he knows and understands and he has it arise. And it's this, that, I don't know, it's something about it that just doesn't add up. It's
if the Ran says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, I mean, you do find stories, you know, the Chassam Sefer said the reason why there was the earthquake in Tzfas is because Yerushalayim had, you know, tickets for that. I'm saying you do find Gedali Yisrael that they said this happened because of that. So, it's not just being the Mefashish, but myself, it's being Kaveh, this is why it happened.
Right. So first of all, I have a few things. First of all, if a Navi comes and says something, he certainly knows. If a person feels like there's some Sefer that he has Ruach HaKodesh, some Sefer said it once, twice. Some Sefer didn't say this. The Chassam Sefer lives through a lot of difficult events in his life. There's no record of his listing a diary with everything why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it. You know, so he had the Hagash of Chassam Sefer has a din of Ruach HaKodesh. Fine. But what's this person who's dashing saying like you know yes okay, you find it far and few in between. They're, all the Dalam's lives were full of events, and yes, the Chavetz Chaim here, there, whatever, but not you know a person. What I'm saying is anything that has a din of Torah, every person in the Chukim is saying, again to understand why. So we're learning a parak of Chumash, of Navi, and we understand why something happened. We have to be misamek in the Psukim, in Chazal, in Mefarshim. We're mechuyev to understand Darkei Hashem because it's already given to understand. If a person has a Ruach Milamala, and yes, there were the Yisrael that had that, then okay. So if a person is getting up to say something, then he's purportedly able to, that's what his statement is making. I mean, can anyone, you know, it to me, it's a muscle. Let's say, I remember the first time I went from Tveria to Tzfas, I was a bachin, and the truck
the bus went up and down. It goes in the mountain. It's a very windy road. So each time you see it at a higher level and a higher level and a higher level, and each time you see a different picture because you see more of it and it looks different. You think back and ask yourself, what are the tetzos of the events in 1940, 1945? What are the tetzos of the event in 1948? I don't know. We see something unfolding, but how far up the mountain are we? Do we see still a part of the lake? Or do we see everything? You know, and even 100 years later, could somebody say, you know, with certainty? I don't know. We still have no idea of what is the end game of it. So, I mean, that's what he says. We should, afterwards, we'll find out. That's what the Rambam says, and that's what the Ran says. Okay. V'yeshcha oid l'das, ki im ki apir shirishnu borat in Sofik boy. So he's explaining all sorts of nekudas here, why these things are miyuchad as kinyan. So explain one thing: a kinyan is miyuchad because even though it's an outside thing, it is something that's part and parcel of the gavra. And then another nekuda is a kinyan requires that it comes from a shus or shus. So kinyan also implies a transition of something having come from outside in. In other words, anything that became into his rishus, anything that comes out of rishus is called a kinyan. So that's why
Thank you. Sure.